love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So yesterday, Pirzia gave an orientation to the core of the knighthood when he talked about cultivating the will. So cultivate the will in thought, speech, and action. We cultivate it in order to live up to our ideal, our highest ideal. And when we've achieved something with developing our will, then we offer it to the divine will in service. This is the path of the knight. So I thought we could go through some of the steps, some of the possible steps that one could take in this path to develop, to cultivate the will. The first step is to develop indifference and independence as the witness. So witnessing one's actions, one's thoughts, one's words. In order to bring awareness to how one is behaving, to bring awareness to one's habits. And by bringing awareness in a detached way, in an independent way, we begin to take energy away, the negative energy away from those habits, the energy which might make us feel guilty or shame, feel discouraged in the struggle to overcome our habits. So we withdraw from that kind of negative energy and just watch and become more aware. So let's begin with the practice Shahid, Ya Shahid. Just to have a taste of that way, of that perspective that we can have on ourself and our behaviors. Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid. Ya Shahid, 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 Ya Shahid. Ya Shahid, 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 Ya Shahid. Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid, Ya Shahid. So we don't want to only become aware of our behaviors, but also be discriminating. So in order to be discriminating but non-judgmental, we could work with the practice Ya'alim Ya'hakim. So Ya'hakim can be the judge, but it can also be the one who discriminates, the discriminating perception. And Alim reminds us to take the attitude of learning from the situation, not to blame ourselves, not to judge, but to learn. What can we learn? If we've made a mistake, if we've done something wrong, how can we work with it constructively to learn from it? So let's do this practice. Ya Alim, Ya Hakim. 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 So then what is it that we're striving after in our behaviors? We have our ideals, our values, but ultimately, isn't it beauty that we're striving after? Beauty as the result of our behaviors, to bring beauty into life. So let's work with the practice Ya Jamil. Ya Jamil, 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 Ya Jamil. Ya Jamil, 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 Ya Jamil. Ya Jamil, 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 Ya Jamil. So in order to pursue this path, we have to be determined. We have to make a commitment and not give in to weariness, resistance, discouragement. So we make the pledge of the night, Yah Fatah, I will. So let's do that 11 times. Yafeta. 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 So most of the time we learn by making mistakes. So if we make mistakes, if we fall in our efforts, if we repeatedly fail at something that we're intending to do, then we can remember that we are being watched by the all-pervading love, the unconditional love. So yesterday, Pirzia gave the practice Astaghfirullah to help rid ourselves of guilt and shame. So if these feelings arise in that process, on the path of the night, we can turn to Astaghfirullah and bathe in unconditional love that forgives any sincere regret. So we just do that 11 times. Astaghfirullah. 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 And then ultimately, we do this so that we can give over our will to the divine will in service, to be an instrument for the divine will. So to remind ourselves of this goal, we could say the words of Murshid. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. So let's say this 11 times. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. Thou art my spirit, I am thy body, my holy one. So we do this not only to cultivate our will and to give our will over to God, but at the same time we are preparing our double for the next life. We are preparing and ennobling that double that Pierre Zia was speaking of this morning.